Hello and welcome once again to another Learning Digital Photography audio short, courtesy of the folks over at Audioboo. Been a while since I recorded one of these, and I thought I'd jump back and mix with you this morning with a little short discussion about the iPad and its benefit on photographers. It's an interesting device, that's for sure. I know a lot of people have talked on both sides of it, the spectrum. Some are talking it up till the cows come home, saying it's the next best thing since sliced bread. It's going to completely innovate the field when it comes to how people interact with the internet, just like Apple did with its laptop many, many years ago, and I think in 1984. And on the flip side, I also hear people saying that it's nothing more than a glorified iPod Touch with a larger screen. And I can see a semblance of truth to both sides of the equation. And truth be told, I'm not sure what is in store for the technology sector as a result of this iPad that Apple came out with. The one thing I am a little disappointed with is the name. I think they could have been a little more creative with the name. The iPod certainly was a game-changing kind of name, as was the iPhone. The iTouch, like, you know, okay, they're capitalizing a little bit too much on the i venue there. I would have thought they would have changed things up a little with and gone with a little more of a creative name for this new device that they've come out with. I think it could be very innovative, though, for the space. There are some benefits to having a device like this, but there also are some downsides. I did notice after that came out, some new reports came out that weren't covered during the media coverage, one of which is that you can add on a reader for an SD card or a CF card. It's a kit from Apple. It's an accessory kit for like 30 or 40 bucks. No big surprise there. It's just another way to monetize that. What I think will be really interesting is what kind of applications are developed for this. This is going to have a much larger resolution, obviously, because it is a larger screen. So its impact on photography could be game-changing. It could be a game-changing way as to how photographers present their work to potential clients, with how photographers do business. Not necessarily how photographers take pictures or how photographers create their pictures or edit their pictures, but how photographers present their portfolio to people. It could become a staple for the multimedia industry as well, because the same impact could be had with a trickle-down effect into other mediums, including video, including audio. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it competes with the Kindle in the ebook spectrum, with that iBook web store that Apple has developed. iTunes certainly revolutionized the music industry, and I can't help but wonder if the iBook store is going to revolutionize the book space. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they allow individual self-publishers to publish books in their store. That could really change the dynamics of publishing as we know it. So those are just some thoughts from an individual perspective rather than the collective technorati or bloggerati. I don't see too many discussions or too many one-off discussions coming through the Audioboo segment. So I figured Learning Digital Photography could share its particular perspective on the iPad here in this session. That's it for now. Any questions, feel free to shout out at me over on the blog, jason@kennonblogger.com. Thanks for tuning in. Out for now.